Open enrollment for health insurance coverage begins tomorrow, November 1st, the Day of the Dead, an auspicious coincidence given that the ACA finds itself right in the middle of the haunted house of the 2016 campaign. The Department of Health and Human Services confirms that benchmark premiums will be increasing by 25% over the next year, which makes for more monstrous charges in campaign commercials. But this open enrollment affects a growing population of people who've been through the chaos of Obamacare at least once and are both better educated and finding an easier-to-work-with system for the millions of Americans learning that they can shop around. Dr. Sarah Collins is Vice President of Healthcare Coverage and Access at the Commonwealth Fund. She says there are five things people should keep in mind as they go online to familiarize themselves with what's available.
First of all, ignore the headlines. We're hearing such scary news about premiums going up on average 25% across the country or even higher in some states. Most marketplace enrollees get a subsidy to help them pay for their coverage, and that subsidy will absorb most of those increases that we're seeing. So don't be afraid, particularly if you're uninsured right now. We know that about 3.5 million people are currently uninsured and are actually eligible for subsidies to help them pay for their health plans. We also know that a main reason why people don't go to the marketplaces who are uninsured is because they're concerned they won't be able to afford a plan. So it's really important, if you don't have health insurance coverage, to go to healthcare.gov. Between November 1st and December 15th, you'll be able to get coverage starting on January 1st, and just see what your options might be and what your prices might be. And I think that you'll be surprised how low your premiums might be.
That's number one.
Number two, about 2.5 million people who are buying coverage on their own are actually eligible for subsidies. So you might want to go to the marketplace, too, even if you have a plan that you've been buying directly from, and find out if you're eligible for a tax credit to help pay for your premiums.
So you could be eligible without knowing it.
You could be eligible without knowing it. So it's always a good idea to go directly to the marketplace if you're buying coverage on your own and just check out what your options are.
Don't be afraid of the headlines, and don't be afraid of actually going, because you might have a gift waiting for you there. Right?
That's,
so number three.
That's exactly right. If you're currently enrolled in the marketplace and you went last year and you're paying the full premium, you might find out that you are eligible for a tax credit this year.
If you're already paying and you may not be eligible for the subsidy, you still might be eligible for the tax credit.
Right. So last year, your premium might have been too low for you to be eligible for a credit, because the way these work, you only pay a percentage of your income. So you pay maybe 4% of your income towards your premium. And the tax credit is based on the difference between what you pay and what the premium is. So if the premium goes up, you might actually get a tax credit this year.
So check.
Check. Very and really important, rather than just going directly to an insurance company, go to the marketplace. Shop around. That is really important for everybody. Let's say you're enrolled in a marketplace plan already this year and you want to go back and shop around. Your plan might not be the lowest cost plan anymore, so you want to shop around and see. And in fact, after shopping around, you might find that you'll even pay a lower price than you did last year.
So you can change plans?
You can certainly switch plans. Last year, 43% of returning customers change plans. So that's a remarkable number of people. Even if you're not eligible for a tax credit, it's important to go back and look and shop around. You might be willing to switch to a different plan if you can get a lower premium.
All right, so that's number four.
If you get stuck in the enrollment process, get help.
How would you get stuck? What would happen? Because that scares me now. The computer freezes, what?
One thing that's really positive for the marketplace is there's a lot of choice of health plans. So about on average, even with the exit of a lot of insurance companies this year, on average, consumers will have 30 plans available to them across the country. So that's both a blessing and a curse. It's a lot of plans to choose from. They all have different combinations of premiums and deductibles. And so that can seem really overwhelming to people. So one way of trying to figure your way through this process is to use what's known as a cost calculator on the site. So you can get a sense of what a low premium and a high deductible might mean for you over the course of the year, or a higher premium and a lower deductible, what costs might be.
And if you feel really dizzy, who or what can actually help you?
So if you really need help, there are people and organizations called navigators, and they're in every single state. You can find a list of them on healthcare.gov, or if you have a state that runs their own marketplaces, like in New York, you'll find a list of people or organizations that can help you through this process. process. The other thing that HHS is doing, too, this year that's different, if you get hung up in the process, they're going to email you and help you and assist you that way, so electronically. So there, you'll find a lot more tools this year. If you've been signing up since 2014, the Marketplace websites have matured over time, a lot more tools for consumers. But I think it is really hard for people, particularly if you're going for the first time, to really understand what a deductible is. And getting someone to help you go through this process is so important. And there really are a lot of people available to help you.
But do they charge you like a tax preparer charges you?
They don't. These are free services. So avail yourself of the help that you need.
In your surveys, you must encounter some people who are really, really angry and who don't represent that, hey, I'm feeling better about everything.
Where people are really getting hurt in the Affordable Care Act are people who are above the threshold where they're eligible for tax credits. And they're going to see the biggest premium increases this year. They are really going to be pinched in their pocketbooks with the changes that we saw this year. It is very likely that the marketplaces are going to stabilize, particularly if policymakers focus on these fixes that need to be made to it. But one of them is increasing the subsidies. So maybe we need to go up higher on the subsidies to allow people to get the help with their costs. Someone with about $100,000 in income a year with a family of four isn't eligible for a subsidy. So I think if you're having to pay your full premium at that income level, it's going to feel like a big price tag. The other thing that people are very upset about, and this is across in the employer plans too, are the deductible sizes. So we've seen steady increases in the size of deductibles that people are subjected to. And we know the higher a deductible goes, the more likely people are to respond to that by not getting health care that they need or having really big bills that they have to pay if they go to the emergency room and have a $1,000 bill in 1 month. Most people don't have savings to cover that bill. So I think there needs to be a fundamental rethinking of the design of health benefits, both in the marketplaces, but also in the employer group market where most people get health insurance coverage.
Dr. Sarah Collins, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Sarah Collins is Vice President of Healthcare Coverage and Access at the Commonwealth Fund.